Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part four of the four-part series titled, How to Handle Adversity.
It's like one person said, you know, if I want to write the devil, if I want to talk to the devil, I'll write him a note on the bottom of my shoe. Most people want to talk to the devil, just turn and say, devil, or look up to him. Devil, could you please leave me alone? He is not there. You need to get the right mindset. He is beneath your feet when you walk in the authority that you have. Now, this may be new to people. Some people, when I was going to a certain particular church and I heard it for the first time, what do you mean we got authority? I was always taught the devil's the big one. I got to stay out of his way and I've got to get away from him. And he and God are both so powerful. The devil is not powerful. He doesn't have any power that you don't give to him. Now, that's what I mean by powerful. He's more powerful than any man in his own strength. But if you're born again and you know who you are, he is not more powerful than you. You can tell him to get out of your way and he has to obey. Look at examples in Acts when they spoke and they would speak the word and then they get out of the way. But then people speaking like, well, you know, move out of the way in the name of Paul's God. That doesn't work because that wasn't real to that person. But what they were saying was true. They did. Devils did move out of Paul's way. And that didn't mean he didn't have affliction. That didn't mean he didn't have turmoil. There's always going to be obstacles. There's always going to be adversity, but you don't have to succumb to it. Jesus had adversity. He had where he went. Everybody didn't say, oh, the Lord, oh, come on in. Preach long as you want to. Do what you want. People were running around trying to kill him. That's some heavy pressure to have to preach under. But see, Jesus had to preach in that type of adversity, but still he succeeded. Because he knew he was. And I love what he said when they came to get him in the garden. He says, like, look, who are you people, first of all? You coming after me with all these swords? I mean, be for real. I was in the garden with you all the time and you never came. And don't you know you can't take my life? I have to lay it down. He said, I could call up to heaven and my father would send out legions and legions of angels and that'd be it for you. He knew who he was. And when he went to the cross, nobody took his life. Nobody, quote unquote, killed him. He says, I lay my life down as the sacrificial lamb to be the propitiation for sin for mankind. This is my decision. He said, I lay it down and I take it back up. And when he spent 3 days, he said, OK, that's enough. And he took it back up. But I am one who absolutely says either the word of God is true or it's not. Either it's all true or it's all not. Because I have no standard to judge what part is true and what part isn't. The only thing I have is to believe it all or to throw it all out. And I can show you scriptures for everything I'm saying. That the word of God says you're healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. The word of God says you're redeemed from the curse of the law, spiritual death, sickness, poverty. You don't have to be poor. The word of God says you don't have to be. But you don't understand. No, I understand. You don't understand. I understand what the word of God says. And as soon as you understand and begin to say that about yourself, you can overcome that financial adversity. But it's going to take persistence. When you get out of debt, it's going to take persistence to get out of it, just like you had to be very persistent to get into it. You had to keep charging stuff you wasn't paying for. You had to just keep charging. You didn't make one big charge. You had to persistently go out and just, I'm not going to pay for it, but I'm going to charge it. I'm not going to pay for it, but I'm going to charge. You had to show persistence. And you got the benefit of what you were acting on. But you also can turn around and say, I'm putting this card away. If there's an emergency and I have to use it, I'm going to do what I got to do, but I'm putting this card away and I'm going to exercise persistence and get these bills paid. Get this off my back so that I can be persistent then in saving money, persistence in giving to the kingdom, persistence in doing something that's going to be of an eternal benefit, something that's going to be a blessing. People won't succeed in life because they won't persist. They won't push you and they don't want to do it. If you're a person who cannot concentrate your effort, if you're the person who does not have that character of being able to continually apply pressure, to press towards the mark, to set a goal and to say, I'm going to continue pressing, I'm going to continue chipping away at that wall until it falls down, you will be a loser at whatever you're trying to obtain because you won't. Perseverance is a key to success. Perseverance will get you through the adversity. If you give up at any time, you're saying, devil, I quit, you win. And I don't care what it is. I quit. And sometimes you get tired and you feel like quitting, but you keep going. I read it last week, but I'm going to read it again for those of you who weren't here last week. We read a little something I had gotten out of a magazine or a book somewhere called Don't Quit. And I read it, but I'm going to read it again. It says, when things go wrong, and this is I call this a truism, things that are true. When things go wrong, and they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you must sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but never quit. Life is strange with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a failure turned about when you might have won had you stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with just another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering human. Often the struggle is given up when you might have captured the victor's cup. And you learn too late when the night slipped down how close you were to that golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the cloud of doubt. And you can never tell how close you are. It may seem nearer when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. When things seem worse, that's when you mustn't quit. Now, if you go into something and you decide to do it until you finish or don't even start it.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
And you learn too late when the night slipped down how close you were to that golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the cloud of doubt. And you can never tell how close you are. It may seem nearer when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. When things seem worse, that's when you mustn't quit. Now, if you go into something and you decide to do it until you finish or don't even start it. Because it hurts you to build up failure. A long string. Some of us look back in our past and we got a long string of failures. I started this business, it failed. I started that, it failed. I started college, it failed. I started this, it failed. You don't want to do that to yourself. You want to have if you're a child of God, you need to have the testimony of success because God has given you everything you need to succeed. And the way to do that is don't go into things you're not going to persevere in. Don't go into things you're not going to exercise faith in. Don't go into things you're not willing to pray till they come to pass. Don't go into things you're not willing to be patient until it manifests. Don't even start it. Christians need to be the people that this is what I'm going to do and you can count it done. And you know you can be that way. I don't care how you were raised or weren't raised or whatever else. It doesn't matter. You can succeed at whatever you want to succeed at. You can go out there and you can conquer the world. The Bible said of the early church that these were them that turned the world upside down. In every way, shape, form, or fashion, they turned it upside down. But see, once you're succeeding and you realize that you command your destiny, you if anything that you apply effort at and you persist and you believe God and you work at and you're diligent, work. Notice the man worked. That you persist at, you will reap the fruit of the effort you apply. But a lot of people just run their whole life not willing to sow the effort. Not willing to sow the effort. You've got to sow the effort. Don't be afraid to do that. Don't be afraid to pay the price. Why be afraid of it? If that's the price it costs, hey, what the heck? You go to the store, the thing costs $50. If you want it, you spend the $50. You paid the price. If the thing costs a college education, just pay the price. If the thing costs reading a book, just read the book. If the thing costs exercise, a little delayed gratification, not spending the money as quick as it comes in, exercise it. The devil is not always the Christian's worst enemy. The Christian often is the Christian's worst enemy. Because God has given you the book to keep the devil in check. He's given you the word to keep the devil in check. And the devil's not stopping you from picking that book up, reading it, and studying it, but how many of us do? How many of us really know what the Word of God says about this, what it says about that, what it says about the other? Read about the people in the Bible who won. Joseph had to deal with patience. He didn't curse God. He didn't act crazy. He just persisted anyway. He says, I'll not sin against my God. And time, patience, prayer, perseverance. And next thing you know, he's his boss's boss. Wouldn't that be nice? There's nobody in this kingdom above me but Pharaoh. How does he come to a position like that? Pressing in. Being persistent. Now, I say this, you know, hey, but that was for him. Keep making excuses. You can come up with excuse for anything. But you remember what we said about excuses, the skin of a reason wrapping up a lie. And what that means is there ain't no truth behind what you're saying. It sounds like a reason. It's the skin of a reason, but it's wrapping up a lie. What you're making up is an excuse not to win. And the day that you stop making excuses to fail, you begin to figure out reasons to win. And that's what you need to concentrate on. Learn to keep your mind off the things you don't want and on the things you do want. If you don't want to be sick, don't be concentrating on it all the time. If you don't want to be broke, don't be concentrating on the small bank account you got. Be concentrating on seeing it full. Be concentrating, because you will create the fertile mind for God to plant the seed to bring about that which you're believing for. Think about it. I mean, it seems weird, but this is the way it works. This is the way God has set it up. That in a fertile mind for prosperity, prosperity shall grow. It will grow if you can keep your mind on that. If you can draw the picture of yourself as a success and begin to see it and begin to believe it, you can achieve it. You have to have stick-to-itiveness. You have to be able to stay with it. Don't quit. If you believe in God for something, don't quit. Don't stop. And don't just believe. Find another way to press harder. Go arm yourself with some knowledge. Arm yourself with some information. Get in the Word. Study more. Pray more. Be open to hear the voice of the Spirit and have enough courage to act on what you hear. Persistence, perseverance. Remember those things. Persist, persevere, pray, know the promises, be patient. And you keep doing that and God will bring your success to pass. And when adversity comes, if you exercise those things, you will get through. You will get through. Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much that you cause us not to be ignorant of the enemy's devices. Father, we thank you that you give us your word and you direct us in the things that we should teach and preach and share, Father, so that we'll not be ignorant of the devil's devices, but we'll know the things he tries to do, Father. We know that as he comes and throws up adversity, you've taught us that we are to pray, Father. That we are to go to the promise in the Word of God that you've given. You, the holy God, the one who cannot lie, the one who is faithful and can be depended on to keep that promise.
Today's message has been part 4 of the 4-part series titled, How to Handle Adversity.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, 2 blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Antioch RV Rentals, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a Christian-owned